Air Force Environmental Coordinator Paul Carroll says most of the environmental cleanup has been done at the 2,200 acres that used to be the Chanute Air Force Base.
However, there are new and emerging contaminants that we still are going to be around to investigate and manage as necessary going into the future.
Carroll says they're looking for signs of PFAS and 1,4-dioxane, chemicals with health risks that were little understood when the Chanute base was open. 8 sites will be investigated over the next 3 years. Village and Air Force officials held a ceremony Wednesday to mark the final transfer. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.